Who really am I? Was I Chinese? I spent all my years in China, all my life. I was born there. I love Chinese food. I wasn't Chinese. Was I German? Yes, I had a German passport. But I had not lived in my country. I was there for 2 years when I was just a baby. Was I American? No. The Americans had been our enemies. They had fought against us. How could I be an American? Who am I? I'm Hans, and this is my story. Wow, it's nice. Today's nice.
I think we can go for a walk.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Blue sky. You know, when I was 17 years old, I had made a commitment to God that I would preserve myself in all of my relationships with girls until I'm 25 years old. A couple years later, I came to America. I went to UCLA where there are beautiful girls all over the place. And I said, Lord, that promise I made to you really doesn't count because I didn't realize what I was doing. But the Lord said, you made a promise, you better keep it. And I struggled, but finally I said, all right, Lord, I made a promise, I must keep it. I arrived in Taiwan when I was 23. And when I saw her, I said, I'm sure she is the right one. But I was tied to my commitment. I could not do or say anything. This is the woman I married nearly 61 years ago in Taiwan, and she's still as beautiful as she ever was.
This is my handsome husband of 61 years. He's changed a little bit, but he's still the same wonderful guy inside.
But on my 25th birthday, I rented a car. And we drove all the way from Taipei up into the mountains. And when it was beginning to snow, it was so cold. She said, why don't you stop the car? And I took out a Bible. I didn't know how to propose to somebody. I didn't know. Nobody had told me what to do. But I thought it was the spiritual thing to do. So I started reading the book of Ruth in the Old Testament. I read through the third chapter. And the third chapter ends with that verse that says, the man will not rest until he has completed his thing that day. And I said, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So then I proposed to her, and she immediately said yes. My connection with China started when I was born there. My father had been a soldier in the German army during World War I. And he made a commitment to God at that time that if God would bring him safely through that war, that he would serve him the rest of his life as a missionary. He survived the war and immediately applied to a mission organization, and so he went to China. And he and my mother worked in China for nearly 30 years as missionaries. They were located in the province of Guizhou, and that's where I was born. I happened to spend the next 19 years basically in China. And that's why the reason for my book is called China Hands. The cover of this book is in two parts, really. The top part, you see the map of China, then you have the face of Hitler, and then in the middle you have the picture of a boy. It shows that I was coming out of a Chinese context. I was so enthused about what Hitler had done for Germany that I'd given basically my heart and soul. There was a German organization of the Nazi Party right there in Shanghai, and also one of the branches of that was the Hitler Youth Movement. And I jumped into that with both feet, full-time, full force. We received paramilitary training, how to march, how to crawl on your tummy through various rice paddies, carrying messages, learned how to shoot guns. But the political training was even more intense than that. We learned something about our own country. We learned the fact that Germany had been attacked by outsiders. And I was so excited to be part of this, even though I was just thousands of miles away from it. But then the tragic thing happened. The war came to an end. Germany lost the war. Germany was destroyed. Germany was divided. And I began to wonder, is there any possible chance in the world that I can go back into a country like that? And the answer obviously was no. And then I began to question myself even deeper. Why would that ever happen? And I began to doubt whether God was all that people said he was, that he was a God of love. And I said, a God of love never would do this. I was very, very much in despair, wondering what purpose is there for my life. There's nothing there to live for anymore. When I was 19, a difficult decision was made for us to come to the States. And our ship was the last ship that left China to take out the remaining American consular officials and others, and we were lucky enough to get on that one. And so I remember one night going up on board deck, where it was cool, where it was breezy, the moon had just come up, and as the ship was going through it, there was no noise except the noise of the engines. And as I was standing there, I was looking at the sky, and I saw the stars, and all of a sudden I started feeling sorry for myself. It was that night that I heard that voice speaking to me in my heart. It doesn't matter who you are. It really doesn't. What really matters in your life is, what will you let me make out of you? And all of a sudden, that sense of despair, that sense of not knowing who I am, was replaced by a sense of great hope. And all of a sudden, that fog that was in my mind lifted. And I saw clearly, and I said, wow, I'm excited to go to America. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that I'll have to learn how to speak English properly, but I know God has a plan for my life, and I'm willing to trust Him.
What's going on?
I thought they were taking pictures of you. Have they taken pictures of you?
He's truly a man of God. He has been such a blessing to me and to so many people here in the village, especially the men.
I'll pay you later.
All right. Nice meeting you. Okay. Nice meeting you.
Oh, dear. He's a good friend. He's a neighbor here.
It was during my last year in college, I was attending a conference in Colorado, up in the mountains. And I remember again one night I was out by myself praying and thinking about the future when I heard that same voice again speak to me. And God says, are you willing to give me your life for missionary work? He did not say where, but to missionary work. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I've just come to America. I've been living in a missionary family all my life. That's all that I have known. Why can't I serve God here in America? And while I was thinking about that, the thought came to me. What if God ever calls you to be a missionary in Africa? What if God wants you to go to South America as a missionary? What if God calls you to go back to the Chinese, to China? I said, no, that's out. I have spent all my life among the Chinese. Not that I don't like them, but I want to see something else. God says, are you willing to really obey me? And I struggled and I struggled. And finally I said, Lord, if you want me to go to China, if you want me to work with the Chinese, then all right, I'll do that. That's how I ended up going to Taiwan. Flying early that morning into Taipei, and I was seeing all the green rice fields, really talking about the name Taiwan, the 10,000 rice terraces. And I said, oh, this is a great place to be. Now, the lower part of this picture shows the transformation that had taken place in my life, where I was now here preaching the gospel about the cross of Jesus Christ to Chinese groups in Taiwan. One of the trips that I went to was to Jinmen. They gave us a special dinner underground in the big official dining room. And as I was walking into this place, who would be coming up the stairs? It was Jiang Jingguo, President Chiang Kai-shek's son. And he spoke very little English. But as he was coming up, he reached his hand out to me and he said, my name is Jiang. So I didn't know what to say, so I just said, my name is Wilhelm. My very first meeting with President Jiang was when I was still in high school, and we were in Guling. And I remember one day as I was walking through one of the forests, bamboo forests and so on, all of a sudden, right in front of me stood President Jiang, Chiang Kai-shek. He greeted me, he nodded to me. His greeting was ha, 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 ha. And he stepped aside off the path and asked me to go past him.
One of the funny memories I have of Madame Chiang Kai-shek was when we went to her church, we were lined up to greet her, to shake hands, and I had been wearing some leather gloves. And when Madame Chiang came down the reception line, I quickly pulled my glove off, and I looked at my hand, and it was all covered with green mold. But she graciously reached out and shook my green moldy hand and never let on how awful it looked.
One of the biggest opportunities that missions had in Taiwan was a direct result of Madam Chiang Kai-shek's invitation. She made this statement. She said, China's biggest need today is not economic aid, it is not military aid, it's spiritual aid.
Our children were both made in Taiwan, grew up speaking Mandarin. Unfortunately, when we came back to America, they forgot their Chinese, except for a few family words. They went to a little Chinese kindergarten, so they played with Chinese children. And I remember the first time our son saw an African-American. And he came into our bedroom and he said, how come some Chinese are black?
Verse Jeremiah 17:7, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
He will when we came water, back to the United States in 1963, after we had been there nearly 10 years in Taiwan, God laid something else on my heart.
We have what we call our Brazil corner. This is a map
copper map from Brazil of how they do fishing in the area.
We spent 6 great years in Brazil, really enjoyed every moment of it, and then God again redirected my steps. He sent me to Africa.
The animals from the giraffes and the zebras that we have in the various places. This is where we spent 6 very happy years in that part of the world.
And then God finally opened a door for me that I had never thought would open. He sent me back to Germany. I was over 50 years old at that time. God allowed me to spend about 6 years working with the existing German church. We got a large team of men together and we worked together.
Here we have a little German corner. And here is part of the Berlin Wall. I've had these books ever since I was a teenager, so I've had these books for over 70 years. My German library, that's all I have.
Just before I went to Germany, I had a phone call late one night by one of the leaders of the CCIC churches who said to me, "When you go to Germany, do you still need some missionary financial support?" And I said, "Yes, we have still a little need." He says, "Oh, I'm so thankful that you still have some need, because we want to have a part in your support. Because your parents went from Germany to China and blessed us Chinese. Now you are going to Germany, and we Chinese now want to have a part in what you're going to be doing over there." God has linked me very closely, exclusively with Chinese churches. Pastor Joseph Wong, or Elder Joseph Wong, was one of the instruments that God used to bring me into direct contact with them. And there were several others of these CCIC churches that invited me to come and have an active part in their ministry. And so for the past 26 years, I've been ministering here, basically in the Bay Area, in Chinese churches of CCIC and some other Chinese churches as well, where every Sunday I'm able to teach the Word of God to them. And they have been most kind to me in inviting me to come back. So my calendar for instance, this year is fully booked. Every Sunday is taken.
Since moving to Turlock, the distance has been cut down by at least 100 miles. And so we get up very early in the morning, Sunday morning, and on the road by a little after 7 o'clock and make our 2-hour drive to San Jose. Fortunately, there's not much traffic. We arrive then at the church and have our time of prayer meeting with some of the leadership, and then have our 2 services, and then make that long drive back home again. So we usually get back home on Sunday.
Thank you. "20 years ago, the population of Asians was much smaller. But there's been a population boom of Asians coming in, and the churches are beginning to multiply and grow. And each CCIC church that we're in is so different, depending on whether it's Milpitas or Fremont or Cupertino or San Jose or Mountain View. It's amazing, the growth of the Chinese churches in the Bay Area.
It's always encouraging to see some of these older couples getting together and staying together. In a few months, Alice and I will celebrate our 60th also. And I thank you already that you invite me to a party. When we celebrated our 50th anniversary, we were invited for a big dinner by some of our Chinese friends, and they presented us with this great, wonderful plate, and many of them were able to sign it. So this has been a memory in our family for the last 10 plus years.
people have asked me, when are you going to quit preaching? I'm 86 years old now, and I've said always the same thing. When you enjoy doing what you're doing, when God has given you the health to do it, and when people ask you to do it, why should you quit? There is nothing in Scripture that says at a certain age you need to retire. I had the opportunity in the late 90s to make many trips to China. And we covered city after city from north, south, east, and west. One of the places that was very thrilling to me was to go up in the north to Shenyang. Shenyang is a huge city. And I remember that Sunday morning going to the church, and the church was jammed with people, 2,000 people. And I was noticing that all the men were sitting on one side and all the women were sitting on the other side. And when I asked one of the men, why do you separate people like that? They said, we do that so that we can crowd more people in, because the men can sit tighter together and the women can sit tighter together than if you mix them up. I thought that was very, very interesting. One of the things that impressed me most when I came back to China after an absence for nearly 50 years was how much China had really changed. But I think the overriding factor always is how many people there are in China. How many people there are all over the place. You go through the cities that seem to just multiply, and they're teeming with people walking in the streets. But you know, one of the big concerns that I have is that the enemy of China is really materialism. When China becomes rich and China becomes less reliant on God. And one of the things we have to notice is that when people are self-satisfied, they don't look for answers outside.
As a little boy, I trusted him as my Savior. And I love to sing.
I am amazed what God is continuing to do and the church growth that is taking place in China in spite of all of the deterrents that there might be. It's so exciting that today China is writing Christian church history like it has never been written before, because there are more people finding Christ in China every day than any other country in the world. I remember going to a church in Shanghai. I got into the taxi and I got into conversation with the taxi driver. He said, well, what are you doing here? And I told him, I've been here to teach the Word of God. He says, oh, I'm a Christian too. I said, do you go to church? He says, yes. And when I got out, he grabbed my hand and he said, I hope that you will come back. You need to come back. We need to hear more messages from the Bible from you. I said, I'll promise you, I'll come back. And then he said to me something that nobody else has ever said to me in the taxi business. As he left me, he said, God bless you. And that's the only time I have ever been blessed by a taxi driver. I have spent most of my life with Chinese. And in a sense, the book that I've written, China Hans, is something that reflects that which I was born with, that I was raised with, and that has accompanied me the rest of my life, even though I've been to different parts all over the world. Yet it always has brought me right back again to that as the focus. I believe that China, in some ways, can represent the greatest vehicle of God's work that will take place in this coming century. And my prayer for the church in China is that China will grasp this with all of its heart. And that China says, under by God's grace, we will become the ones that will take this baton and carry it on from here on to the rest of the world. And so I believe that as we continue in our following Christ, that we make it one of our primary goals and aims in our life to pray for the church in China, to pray for Chinese, that they will become God's mighty instrument in these last days. This is China Hans. You've heard my story now. Thanks for listening.
我是一直都有看到汉在我们教会不同的时间已经很久，真的从来也没有说真的知道他的故事。我觉得我看到今天这个他的书的纪录片，我觉得说很有感触啊！我相信大家也是很有感动，很鼓舞哈。那我们很高兴，我们今天那个汉在我们现场，那我们请他上来为大家可以分享一下。
Meine lieben Freunde, ich freue mich, dass ich heute Abend bei euch sein darf. I thought you were going to interpret. Thank you for coming this evening. My wife was very embarrassed to see this picture. But I said, most people don't know the story behind it like you do. But it's been an exciting life that God has given to us. And I believe that if I'd had my choice, I could never have chosen this kind of a life.
有选择的话，我一定不会选这条路。
The life of a Christian is never boring; it's always very exciting.
基督徒的生命是永远不会乏味的，是一直都是会很精彩。
And as I mentioned, my whole life has been really wrapped up around the Chinese people.
我一生都是在中国的人的圈子里。
We feel more comfortable with Chinese than we do with those other white people.
我觉得更自在跟中国人在一起，与那个外国人比起来，白人比起来。白人
is right. My wife also feels much easier to talk to Chinese than always having to look up to the Americans and she has to put her head back.
我太太觉得说跟中国人沟通比较容易，头不用抬起来。
But both of us are very, very thankful that when God brought us back from Africa 27 years ago, that we were able to link up with CCIC.
感谢神，27年前，当我把我们从非洲带回来的话， 的时候可以跟CCIC联合在一起。
And when we moved in 1999 up into the mountains, many people said this will be your end of your relationship with CCIC.
当我1999年的时候搬到山上的时候，很多人说这个就是我们跟CCIC开始脱离的时候。
But just the opposite was true.
但是毕竟是跟相反的，跟我想象的。
And for all these last 27 years since we came from Africa, we have enjoyed a growing relationship to all the different CCICs here in the valley.
这27年来自从非洲回来以后我们有很好的时间跟各 CCIC 会堂一起。
Now, as you've seen this picture, I wonder whether any of you have any questions that you'd like to answer. Ask.
不知道大家有没有刚刚看到影片以后有什么问题可以提出来。
And if you ask the questions, I know I will give you an honest answer, and if I don't, my wife will answer.
如果你的问题我能够回答，我一定回答。我不会的话，我太太会回答。有没有？
So how long have you been married?
你结婚了多少年？下面你的问题是
？We've been married for 62 years. We were married in Taipei in 1956 at the Renai Tang. 哇，
1960年在台湾结56年在台湾结婚，好。
And
已经五十。
62年。And marriage is still intact.
婚姻还是非常美满。
When you get married, why you particularly choose to use
your night time? I have no idea. I had only one thing on my mind on that day, that was to get her.
我已经没有什么印象了。我最重要的目的就是要得到他的同意。
But we had lots of friends among the Southern Baptists, and this was a Southern Baptist church, and they offered the place immediately because young American missionaries did not get married very often in Taiwan.
What is the Southern Baptist?
Southern the Baptist.
Okay, 浸信会啊，当时没有。外国人在那个堂结婚的，所以他们说他要结婚，大家都马上同意，然后就帮他们举行婚礼。
Yes.
How did you guys meet? You were the reporter. What was Mrs. Burns doing?
他们怎么认识的
？My wife actually, she was my wife then. She went out to Taiwan in 1952.
他太太1952年也到台湾去。
And I came 2 years later.
那我是两年以后才到的。
She had gone out to be the secretary to our mission director.
她是那个宣教的主持的秘书。
And I was sent out later on to work especially among military, Chinese military personnel.
我是被派到中国军方的人士里面。
And the first time I saw her, I knew she was the right person.
我一眼看她，我就知道她就是。
And increasingly, that has been confirmed.
越来越确定。你太太有同样的感觉吗？
Would you like her to answer that question?
Mrs. Wilson?
They want you to answer a question, dear. Okay. Yes.
Can you recite John 3:16 in Mandarin, please?
深爱诗人生子将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
哇！
Also hat Gott die Welt geliebt, dass er seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab, auf dass jeder, der an ihn glaube, nicht verloren gehe, sondern das ewige Leben habe. Yeah, that's how the Bible originally was written. Yeah.
Can you speak Taiwanese?
唔知啊。Any other questions?
Do you
Yes, we had to go to language school and learn Portuguese.
哦，葡萄牙文也需要学。
Porque Deus amou o mundo de tal maneira para que Deus seja o Filho unigênito, para que todo o que nele crê não pereça, mas tenha a vida eterna. No, that is something that was corrupted from good Putonghua.
算是广东话是吧？广东话对。
Yes.
What do you think the future of China and Taiwan relationship will be?
Yeah, they both will be there.
他说台湾跟中国都会在那里。
Well, you know, I think the Chinese have a much healthier understanding of time than we have here in America.
哦，中国人对时间有更比美在美国更有更深的认识。
When we lived in Taiwan in the 1950s, people were expecting a momentary invasion of Taiwan by the communists.
当我在1950年在台湾的时候，当时时间是随时都感觉到会中国会来进攻的。
In fact, we all had a little suitcase packed so we could leave immediately.
所以我们每个人都有准备皮箱，随时都要跑。
And we wondered at that time as newlyweds, was it really good for us to bring children into the world with that kind of danger?
所以那个时候，我刚好是新婚的时候，觉得不是很适合带小有小孩子的时候。
But you know, the time has long gone since then.
但是这个时间已经过去很久了。
This was 60 some years ago.See, Chinese have a long history, and 60 years, 100 years doesn't make any difference.
中国有很长的历史，所以这60年或100年其实没有什么。
I think America, with its relatively short history, to them, everything has to be done today or tomorrow or the next week.
那美国的话，因为它的历史很短，好像觉得每件事情都要马上的进行。
And, maybe one day China and Taiwan might be reunited, but if you could wait another 50 years, maybe you'll see it.
那总会有一天中国跟台湾会合在一起的，不知道是什么时候，或许看50年以后可能会发生吧。
You know, that is a big challenge that the churches, especially CCIC and other Chinese churches face.
对下一代的有什么建议啊？汉斯说是一个很大的挑战。
I think the experiences of many churches has been you have the young people in church, they go off to college, and after that,They no longer return back to their churches.
一般都是年轻人在教会成长，当他们出去了以后，就不会留在教会了。
And I've wondered many times, why is that the case?
我一直在想，为什么会是这样？
I think in many cases, we as a Chinese church have remained in our traditions, in our perspectives, Chinese.
是因为我想，我们中国一直是维持在我们的环境、我们的文化里面。
And while we have had an English ministry to the ABCs,
虽然我们有英文的事工给他们。
We have thought, you know, we'll do the same thing in English what we've been doing in Chinese.
我们想是说，我们就把中文的那一套搬到英文那边去教导他们。
But you know, the cultural differences are huge.
但是文化的差异很大。
And many college students, as they've gone off, have started looking around, attending other churches, and have said, you know, we feel more at home in that environment than to come back again to our CCIC roots.
年轻的人到外面去看到别的教会的形式，他觉得更舒服啊，与其回到母会啊，中国的教会。
I was very, very encouraged last week.
我很受感感动上个礼拜。
I was preaching at Mountain View CCIC.
我在CCIC Mountain View 讲道。
And when I came back from Africa, they asked me to help with the English ministry that was just beginning.
我刚从非洲回来，他叫我帮忙他们的英文事工。
And that was in 92.
这是1992年的时候。
We had a small group.
我们有个小组。
It grew to about 50, 75.
大概50到75人左右。
And then it stopped.
然后就停止了。
And no matter what we did, it stayed the same.
不管我们做什么，都还是维持这个 size.
You should see the church now.
你现在去看那个教会。
The English ministry has grown to over 200 every Sunday morning.
那个英文堂每个礼拜都有200人。
And most of them are under 30 years old.
大部分都是35岁以下的。
They have somehow captured something that gives an identity to this group called ABCs that cannot be translated into Chinese.
他们给这班 ABC 有一些特别的归属感，是他们在传统的 CCIC 得不到的。
And I'm so thankful that God raised up some elders at Mountain View CCIC that had the foresight to give these young people an opportunity to develop their own church structure.
很感谢一些CCIC 的长老有这个眼光，让他们可以建立他们独特的他们的方式。在这个事工上面。
Now, CCIC will always be an immigrant church.
CCIC 一直都会是一个移民的教会。
And I think that is tremendous that as new people come in, especially those who come in from the mainland, they will find a place where they can feel at home.
这是给所有现在还在一直不断过来的移民，他们会感觉到是一个家庭的感觉。
But at the same time, we have to give our young people an opportunity not to carve out their own mold for ministry.
但同时也要允许年轻人要他可以创造他们自己的一个崇拜敬拜的形式。
Now, of course, there are problems with that.
这是的确是会有问题的。
And one of the big problems that I have with that is the fact that it splits families.
这个通常都会产生分裂，把一个家庭分开。
And I don't have the answer for that.
我这个方面我是还没有答案。
But I think we need to think in terms of generations rather than just one generation mentality.
我们要看很多代，而不是只是说一代。
But I tell you, my heart is with both groups.
我的心是对每两方面都有同样的。
I remember sitting in one of the meetings where one young ABC pastor raised a question to the board of elders that were gathered.
我有一个
In a meeting where an ABC pastor,
一个 ABC 的牧师
he asked a question, and the elders who were sitting around the table had to answer that question.
他问一个问题，向当时的长老团。
Well, you know how Chinese often are. Instead of giving a very direct answer, they kind of talk around the bush.
好，中文呢，中国人呢，一直都是不会给直接的答案的，都会绕一个圈子。
But that's a good word. But of course, I understood what they meant by that.
但是我了解他想要表达什么意思。
And so this young pastor asked a second time the same question.
那个年轻的牧师就问了第二次同样的问题。
And they continued that little dance in circles.
然后他一直还在绕着。
Then he asked a third time.
他问第三次。
And I kicked him under the table.
我在桌底下踢他们。
And I said, they have answered you already.
哦，他说他已经回答你的问题了。
And this man says, no, they didn't answer my question.
他说没有，你们，他们没有回答我的问题。
You see the difference of the cultures?
你看到这个文化的差异吗？
They said it very clearly in the best Chinese manner possible.
他们用最好的中国方式回答了那个问题。
They said it with love and kindness.
他们是用爱去回答这个问题。
But he wanted a yes or a no.
但是他要求的是一个是还是不是。
And I think we just have to learn how to get along with two different cultures.
我们就是要尝试去怎么样互相合在一起合作。
But I think one of the big needs that I see often is in the parent-children relationship.
最大的问题是父母跟子女之间的关系。
The young people have been raised in English.
小孩是从英文的文化长大。
And yet, if they want to communicate that to their parents,
当他们跟父母沟通的时候
they have real difficulty.
他们有遇到困难。
Parents cannot even play with their children.
父母不能跟小孩子一起玩。
Because they've never learned how to pray in English.
因为他们不知道怎么样用英文的玩。
And if they have any spiritual problems, the parents can't communicate that with their children.
如果他们有一些灵命上的问题，父母没有办法跟他们直接的沟通。
And I think there's a big challenge for parents here too.
这也是很大的，对父母也是很大的挑战。
And they say we feel more comfortable to doing it in Chinese.
父母比较觉得自然用中文来祷告。
But I said that's exactly what missionaries have to do when they go to a foreign country.
这个所有的宣道士到别的国家，
they have to learn
也是遇到同样的问题。
They have to learn a new culture and a new language.
他们要学一个新的文化，还有新的语言。
And we cannot say that's too hard and it's not comfortable.
这个太难，或者说不适应，不是一个原因，不是一个理由。
Well, I'm supposed to answer questions about the movie, but anyway, we have got off into a different subject.
我本来是应该要回答那个 video 的问题，结果都是在回答问题。不过我们时间
yes,
time is up. You know,
yes.
Thank you very much. You know,
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Han. 好，我们谢谢哈Han在我们当中跟我们分享了一些回答很多问题。